Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Lisa Yard, graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On Sunday, February 3rd, 1951, readers of the Barbados Advocate were confronted with a troubling headline: Fisherman Missing at Sea. Beside it was a photograph that told its own story. Families gathered on the Bridgetown Wharf, faces etched with fear, eyes fixed on the horizon, waiting for boats that had not returned. By mid-morning, the wharf had become a place of quiet anguish. Relatives from Half Moon Fort in St. Lucie stood together, clasping hands, wiping tears, and whispering prayers. Levine, Matalin, and Othling Broom, along with Doreen Rollock, were among those keeping vigil, anxious for news of loved ones aboard two fishing vessels, E-22, Sonny Boy, and L-68, the Erla. The boats had set out for the fishing banks on Wednesday morning and had not returned. On board the Sonny Boy were Clayton Brown and Donald Da Costa. The Erla carried Keith McLean, Carolyn McLean, and Roland Hines, experienced fishermen, accustomed to the sea's moods, but now missing amid reports of high winds and rough, squally weather. The disappearance was reported to the Bridge Police Station, and speculation grew that the vessels may have been overwhelmed by the turbulent seas. For the families ashore, each hour stretched endlessly. Insurance, ownership, and official reports meant little compared to the single question that haunted them: were the men still alive? Then, days later, hope arrived, not by voice but by cablegram. On Friday night, word reached the harbor and shipping department that the crew of the Sonny Boy had been picked up by a launch in St. Vincent. Weather-beaten, hungry and thirsty, they had survived 3 days adrift at sea. The message requested that the boat's owner, Osbert Maskell of St. Peter, be notified and promised that arrangements for the men's return to Barbados would follow. Soon after, a second cablegram confirmed the arrival of the Erla in St. Vincent. Its crew had also survived the ordeal. The boat's owner, Clanston Griffith of Fustic Village, St. Lucie, was informed that details of repatriation would be communicated. Nothing was said of the conditions of the boats themselves, but the men were safe. For the families who had waited on the wharf, grief gave way to relief and fear to gratitude. The sea had tested their loved ones, but it had not claimed them. 74 years later, this story still echoes across Barbados, a reminder of the dangers faced by those who make their living on the ocean, and of the quiet courage of the families who wait, hope, and endure.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.